Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Randy Flack with the Bravo Concert Series Organizing Committee to preview magician Justin Flom's performance at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. January 31st, the Bravo Series resumes over at the KPAC, and we have a talented magician who will be the featured entertainer for the evening, right?
Yeah, Justin Flom is a magician who has appeared worldwide, and he's going to be here, like you said, January 31st. 7 o'clock in the Knoxville Performing Arts Center, and it's a show that we're really looking forward to. I've talked to his agent and contact person several times, and we're looking forward to a very immersive and interactive show. Justin uses a lot of audience participation, and there will be opportunities for several members of the audience to appear on stage and be part of this magical show.
Getting people involved in the show is really helpful for magicians. Magicians like to do close-up work because it helps to bring along the illusion even further. If somebody from the audience is right up there, and if you can put something past them even when they're up close, then you can certainly create the illusion for the general audience.
I think that's right, and it's been made very clear to me that that's a very important part of his show. And I think it's also important for our audience, because we really hope that this show is attractive to families. And we want our young people in the community involved, and we want a lot of participation from the residents of the Knoxville community.
Getting people to come to a magic show, you really have to pull out all the stops to entertain, because gone are the days when you can just pull a rabbit out of the hat and everyone will be impressed. I mean, for something like this, you probably have to get a little more elaborate with the props and the staging and the lighting, right?
It's going to be kind of a challenge for us because video is a big part of Justin Flom's show, and we're going to have to secure, rent probably some video equipment. He makes a lot of use out of very common everyday materials, 12 packs of Coke, eggs, candy bars, what have you. He uses a lot of day-to-day products and day-to-day items in his show. He has performed Coca-Cola commercials. He's gone overseas to film some of those commercials. So I think it'll be a really, really fun show for our audience.
And getting people to be impressed by magic is getting a bit more challenging, because the fact is you can go online these days and find out how some of these tricks are done. And you have to kind of compensate for that with showmanship, don't you?
Yeah, I think you do. And it's interesting because Justin is also an author. He has written a couple books, and he's recently finished a new book called Everyday Magic, and it's on sale now. But he has appeared on a lot of television shows, Ellen, The Today Show, The Rachel Ray Show. And right after the Super Bowl, there's a show called The World's Best, and he is going to be on that show. And the premiere is after the Super Bowl this year.
Well, now that'll be a great opportunity for the audience to come out and see, or at least someone who's had some national exposure and who's going to get even more exposure, because you can't beat a lead-in for you can't have a better lead-in than the Super Bowl for a program you're on.
You know, and Brian, that's one of the things that we have tried to provide throughout our concert series over the years. We've tried to provide performers and shows that have been done by people who have been on national shows, who have a great reputation, and who are experienced and well-known performers. Some of them maybe not as well-known as they've become later. For example, we had Black Violin, who maybe didn't fit the niche of everyone, but they now have got to the point where they demand, you know, $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 for their appearances. So I think we've done a real nice job, and we've been very conscientious about trying to get acts that are well known in certain segments of society and are well received, not only in Knoxville, but around the country.
Basically, up and coming acts that are about to break nationally is what you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, we had the Juggling Troupe last year, who was very successful on America's Got Talent. Yeah, that's one of our goals, not only to provide those quality acts, but to provide a variety, because we really want to expose people to a variety of talent and then also get their input as to what they would like to see in the future.
When will Justin be performing, and how can you get tickets for it?
Well, January 31st, 7 o'clock, Knoxville Performing Arts Center, and tickets are available at the Iowa State Savings Bank.
Thanks to Randy Flack from the Bravo Concert Series Committee for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.